love the music. You see, I'm in my drum room where I play drums.
Welcome back to The Lon Hustle, the podcast where we dive deep into real stories, struggles, and successes of lawn care pros building their business from the ground up. I am your host, Andy Wilson, with 16 years of experience in the green industry. And tonight we have a special guest, Douglas Mack, with D-Max Lawn Care out of Spartan, South Carolina. Douglas, thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle.
Hey, thank you for giving me this opportunity, Andy.
I appreciate you. I follow you on your social media sites. And I just want to say at the very beginning, I appreciate your content. The fact that you are not ashamed of your faith, not ashamed of your commitment to the Lord and your dedication to Him and your commitment and dedication to your church. So I appreciate that about you. And I just want to say thank you for your content.
Thank you. To God be the glory. I give Him all the praise.
Yes, sir. Tonight we're going to talk about Douglas's journey, how he runs his business, and lessons that they've learned along the way. So let's jump right in. But before we get started, we're going to hear a word from our show sponsor, EarthaPro. It is a computer software designed for the small landscape owner or the small business owner. So let's hear a word from EarthaPro.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? EarthaPro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at EarthaPro.com with promo code TheLawnHustle11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. EarthaPro, you run the outside work, we run the office.
And welcome back to the Lawn Hustle. Every lawn care business has a story. Let's start at the beginning of your story and tell us how long you've been in business and why you chose to get into the lawn care industry.
I have been in business for 4 years. I started in August of 2021 on the 23rd of August. Before I started my lawn care business, I was a cable technician. I've worked for this cable company. It was Spectrum. Prior, it was Charter Communications until they changed their name to Spectrum. I've worked for Spectrum for 5 years, and I've never was injured on a job until March 16th of 2019. I remember that day as like it was yesterday. I remember I was going to a trouble call. This client was having intermittent internet services, and I was outside, and the first thing we do, we check what we call a tap. It's on a pole, or it can be on ground level. So in this scenario, it was on a pole, so I had to take my ladder off my work van and, lay it on a pole and climb up that pole. With this, prior to the pole, it was nothing holding this pole up but the cable line. I'm making this short, this story short, short. And when I cut the cable line, I come forward, and I was 16 to probably 20 feet in the air. The only thing I remember is just Andy going forward. And when I hit the ground, I blacked out for probably 10, 20 seconds. And I, when I opened my eyes, I saw a spark. Granted, I had, you know, all my PPE on. So when I saw the spark, it made me react. So I took my belt strap off around the pole. And crazy me went back to work not knowing that I had dislocated my wrist. So with me having my wrist look dislocated, I had to be out of work for 7 months. So with that 7 months, I was on workers' comp, and I'm not going to tell the rest of the story because it's legal actions that was in this. So I'm not going to tell that story. But I've put in my week's notice at Charter because God said it's time for you to leave. So prior 2019, 2020, I didn't do anything because I had, you know, money built up. I had money saved up. But 2021 was different. It was one day my cousin and I, we went shopping at a mall. It was in Gaffney, South Carolina. And when we left the mall, I heard God say, start to a lawn care business. And I was like, God, how am I going to start a lawn care business? I don't have a truck. I don't have a trailer. And I don't have a zero turn. But check this out, Andy. So he reminded me of Moses, you know, Moses and the staff. I'm not going to go into the story. And I'm pretty sure, Andy, you probably know the story. So he told me, use what you already had. So I had a Honda self-propel mower. I had a steel backpack blower, a BR-600. I had an Echo weed eater. I had an Echo edger. And that was all I had. But at the time, the car that I was driving, it was a brand new 2018 Toyota Camry. So God told me, said, fold your seats down, place your tarp over those seats and in your trunk and put everything in there and get to working. And that's basically how T-Mac Lawn Care Services start. But you know, prior to the years after, God allowed me to be able to purchase a truck, which I had to retire the truck because the transmission and rear end was getting ready to go out. So recently, back in August 28, I bought a brand new Toyota Tacoma.
Nice.
And I'm not bragging. I'm only boasting and bragging on what God has done, because the Bible said if we boast on anything, boast on what the Lord has done.
Right.
So I think back in 2022, maybe the end of 2022, starting 2023, I bought an open trailer, and then last year, 2024, I have an enclosed trailer, which that's what I majority use for now. I'm just greatly appreciated what God has done, and He has done a lot.
Well, our stories are very similar on how we started. I started with a Chevy HHR.
Wow.
With a 21-inch push mower. It wasn't self-propelled. It was Andy-propelled.
Wow.
And I started that with 1 yard about 3 weeks in. The lady across the street walked over, asked for a price to mow her yard. I got her yard. A couple weeks later, a lady up the road walked up and asked for a price. I got her yard. That word of mouth began to become my best advertisement at that time. Because when you do the job, you do it with the spirit of excellence.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, the Bible says, whatever you do it as unto the Lord.
Right.
So I look at my business a little different. I'm not just mowing Mrs. Smith's yard. I'm mowing God's yard.
Yes.
Because I want to do that job as if I was doing it for the Lord. So I want to do the best job I can. I want to show up when I say I'm going to be there. I'm going to show up. I'm going to show out. And I'm going to do the best job. And when I leave, that property is going to be the best looking property on the block. That's my goal. And I treat every customer, regardless of their economic status, regardless of their social status, I try to treat every customer as if they're my most important customer. And I just showed up every week with that Chevy HHR car. Had to take the handles off my mower to get in the back hatch. And every job, we had to put the handles back on and mow, take them off, put it back. But we survived. That was 16-plus years ago. And now we serve 140 customers in my city of 17,000 people.
Wow. So, and that's probably where I'm at. I'm probably at 149. But unlike you, word of mouth, but Andy, I also had Google. I think the last couple of years, I was asking clients for reviews. And this is a hint. The more reviews that you get, the more likely a customer is going to choose you because they see your reviews. And just like you said also, Andy, when you go to a yard, you don't give 100%. You give 120. I'm going to say double. You get 200%. And then also a third thing, because I was hearing you talking, is how you was reliable. That's the thing now is reliability.
Yes, sir.
Because most customers that I get, they tell me, well, I don't know what happened to my previous line guy. And one thing I try to implement in my business is communication.
Right.
Communication is a big key in, you know, having clients. Because if a customer feel like they cannot rely on you, they don't want you.
And if they can't trust you, they'll move on to the next guy.
Right, right. You know,
and that's why it's so important to get those Google reviews. To keep your Google page updated with new pictures and make sure the pictures are your work, not just something you found online and posted on there. I was looking at a local lawn care business here in my town, his Facebook page, and the pictures that he has posted are my jobs.
Wow. Wow.
But he's using my pictures, you know. So, you know, and he's young and just getting started. I understand that. But if you're going to post a picture, make sure it's yours.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And make sure it's your work, because if they hire you and your work doesn't meet their expectation, they will know something's not right.
Right. That's
so you want to start the relationship with honesty, with integrity. Be a man of or woman of your word.
Right.
And always do what you say you're going to do.
Right.
Don't cut corners. You know, I heard guys say just recently, well, the grass has slowed down so I don't have to weed eat so much.
Wow.
You treat every job the same every time you're on that property. So looking back over your first year, what was the toughest challenge you had getting started?
The toughest challenge that I had was not having the proper equipment.
There you go.
That's the toughest challenge that I had. It wasn't You know, I guess some people, it was clients for them, but for me, it wasn't that issue. For me, my issue was just the equipment, because when I first, my first client was a church member, and they had 2.4 acres.
Oh, wow.
Andy, it took me almost 7 hours to push that their property.
Wow.
And they didn't have short grass. They had high grass. But I take my hats off to the hundreds that prepare more, because it did its job.
Yeah. Well, now let's fast forward. We've talked about how you started. Let's fast forward to where you are tonight. Running a lawn care company isn't just about mowing lawns. It's about running a business. So let's dig into how you manage your business. So what does a typical day look like for DMAC Lawn Care?
A typical day for DMAC Lawn Care is probably 5 to 10 jobs. Almost a day. I used Jobber. That was another thing that helped me out, because when you end this business, you need a good CRM. A lot of people say, well, I don't need that. I don't want to spend money. But I'm going to tell you, you shoot yourself in the foot. To make money, you have to spend money.
Yes, sir.
That's just the bottom line. You have to spend money.
And you have to invest in yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, I had a passion for what I do. I love what I do. Another thing, too, that I want to say, you have to be humble. I remember meeting Paul Jamison for the first time. And the Lord had me tell Paul Jamison, don't despise a small beginning. But he threw that back at me, because his first book was
Cut That Grass. Well, I don't think it was the first.
Yeah. That was his book. And you know, he had put a little saying in there to me, and he said, Douglas, don't despise a small beginning. And when I read that book, you know, it's kind of similar to you know, how I started. I'm like, wow. Everybody, you know, just like you said, they have a beginning. And when he said that, I thought about Joshua, those Israelites who didn't make it into the promised land. But Joshua said, hey, put rocks here as a memorable. So, you know, we can go back and we can remember those who didn't make it in the promised land. So by me, what I say humbleness is, DMAC back then didn't have nothing but a separate pail more compared to DMAC now with a zero turn and blah, 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 you know, blase. Two backpack blowers, weed eater, edger, and a truck, two trailers, which I have an open and an enclosed trailer, compared to back then, you know, putting everything in the back trunk of a car. So I'm always humble. I'm always appreciative. Because it could have been the other way. You know, my business could have been shut down. But I thank God for allowing my business to operate 4 years. And another thing, too, Andy, is God. I put God first. Because it's sometimes, man, I've wanted to give up. It was hard in those 4 years, man. I wanted to give up because I think, The 2023, you know, my wife and I, we went through a divorce. We went through a separation. And when I tell you that hurt, Andy, that really hurt. But I had to keep pushing. God would not allow me to give up. He wanted me to keep going. And prior to me and her separation, people was calling me. They was like, hey, man, I heard you do I heard you do lawn care services. You know, word of mouth. On the internet, people was booking through my website. That's another thing. Hint to y'all is establish your website, a good website.
Right.
So clients can book, because what you want to do, you want to make it easy for yourself. You don't want to do hard work, because you're already doing hard work going out in the field mowing grass.
Right.
So, you know, and also add it to the clerical side. So make it easy for yourself. And another thing, too, was I was an alumni and a mentor in an entrepreneurship program that we have here in Spartanburg. It's called Start Me Spartanburg, which it teaches you everything about business, finances, the different entities, sole proprietorship, LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp. You need to know all those things.
Right.
Especially taxes and all, because one thing that I learned, and I learned as I grow, that one thing that I learned this year, Andy, was I'm not cutting nobody out on credit. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it.
No.
And then if you implement rules in your business, stick to those rules. Do not change those rules. Because I feel like this, okay, if I show favoritism to this person, then I got to show favoritism to all my clients.
Right.
And that's not fair.
Right.
That I'm showing favoritism to this person. Oh, I'm cutting your yard. You know, my minimum price $65. Oh, I'm cutting your yard for $50. So this person, I'm going to say, Betty, I'm cutting Betty yard for $50, but Joanne, I'm charging her $65. So that's not right. So just like you said, integrity, you know, stand on that. Because if you don't stand on integrity, your business will not soar.
I like to say be fair, firm,
yes,
and consistent. Fair in your prices, firm in your prices, and consistent in your prices. You know, you want to be fair, firm,
yes,
and consistent. And you don't want to allow a client to dictate the price.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
you're not a high school kid. I'm not a high school kid. I'll try to make a little cash for the weekend. You know, we are running a business.
Business, yes.
A legitimate business.
Yes, sir.
That benefits our communities. And we need to realize that the days of 25, 30, 40, and some places, even $50 yards, are a thing of the past. Set
yes.
your price, and that's how much it charges for me to drop my gate. If they don't want to pay that, they can go to Chuck in the Truck or Dan in the Van, and they'll do their yard. But I like to tell my customers, you're not just paying for the service. You're not just paying for me to mow your yard. You're paying for my reputation. You're paying for my years of experience. You're paying for the result that you desire. That's why I always ask a potential client, what do you desire out of this job? What is your perceived outcome? What do you expect? And if I don't feel like I can meet their expectation, maybe they're not my ideal customer. Maybe they're someone that I can choose not to work for and still shake hands and be friends when I leave. I would rather do that than to sell somebody, oh, yeah, I can build that retaining wall.
Thank you.
And
honesty,
I get there,
integrity.
Yeah,
yes.
And I get
yes.
there, and I don't have a clue what I'm doing. And it looks
yes.
horrible. So I would rather be honest up front, because that speaks of my character. That speaks of my reputation. And my dad used to instill in me, you only have one reputation. And if you do something that harms your name and your reputation, you might not ever recover from that. So that's why I take it so serious. Be a man of integrity. Be a man with a spirit of excellence. And do every job as if you're working for the Lord. And that's why I've been able to keep, I've got customers now, and I've kept them for 16 years.
Wow. Applaud.
From my first year in business to tonight, I'm still serving the properties. And I had a customer a couple years back, and I think I've told this story on another podcast. He called me like 2 days after Thanksgiving and said, can you stop by the house? And I had just cleaned up his leaves, left everything looking great. And I thought that was the last service for the year. But I thought maybe some leaves blew in from the neighbors or whatever. And he just wants to talk about that. So when I go to his house, I knock on his door. He hands me a card and says, Merry Christmas.
Wow.
I didn't think anything about it. And I said, oh, you didn't have to do that. He said, no, we wanted to. So I get in the truck, start it. And as I'm pulling away, I open the card and I opened it up. There was a check in the card for $1,500.
Wow.
I called him. I said, it's going to be a Merry Christmas now. You know, you didn't have to do that. I appreciate it. He said, it's worth it because I don't have to worry about my yard. I don't have to worry about trimming my hedges. I don't have to worry about weeds in my flower beds. Because is it my job to pull their weeds? Not necessarily, because they never hired me to pull their weeds.
Right.
But something that takes just a couple of minutes while I'm there, look what it did for me.
Yeah.
You know, you go above and beyond the expected outcome. And that's when you can retain those customers for years after year after year after year. And that's what helps build your brand, build your reputation, build your business. You know, we didn't start, you didn't start in South Carolina. I didn't start in Indiana just to make a few bucks here and there. We started because there was a need, there was a necessity, and we had to do something to meet the need and to somehow keep paying the bills and turning a profit. So
yes, sir.
We got started out of a need, out of a necessity. And so, you know, our stories are so similar, how we started and how we try to run our businesses. But now let's fast forward again to today. What systems or tools do you use to stay organized or to schedule or to bill and quote and keep track of your clients? You said you use Jobber.
I do use Jobber. Another thing is I try to, you know, route density. With me being a cable technician working in this area, I know all the zip codes. So when I'm looking at my jobs in the morning, I try to organize my jobs. You know, if say like, okay, I got two places here. I probably got three yards that I need to mow in Spartanburg. I got two in Boiling Springs, or I might have one and more. So I'm gonna do those three jobs in Spartanburg first. It doesn't matter the time frame, because I tell clients, whatever time frame you request, it's impossible for me to make that time frame because I'm making changes. I love to organize things where it makes sense, where it's neat, where I'm not, you know, just driving around wasting gas going here from there. So if you got probably five lawns that you need to mow in this area, why not go ahead and mow them other lawns? And then if you got one somewhere else, go get that one lawn. Another thing is they stress this a lot when I was a cable technician, is making sure your vehicle is neat. Because you don't want to just, you know, throw stuff around and you know, you go to the next job and you'll have to need it. And you can't find it because your van or whatever you're using is a mess. Make everything neat.
Yeah. And present yourself as a professional.
Right. That's right.
If you want people to think of you as a professional, present yourself as a professional. Look a professional.
Yeah.
Act professional. Talk like a professional. You know, I hear guys in business dropping the F-bomb all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, this and that and just cussing every other breath almost. And then they want to know why they're not respected. Well, hello. How you act, how you talk, how you dress, how you present yourself is a true testament of who you are. You know, I can't be one thing at home and another thing in business. I got to be the same man everywhere I go.
You know, and that's what I'm learning, Andy. That right there is what I'm learning. You know, James said it's like a man looking at himself in a mirror and then walking away forgetting what he looked like. And I'm glad you said that. Yeah, the saying was the first impression is always the main impression.
Mm-hmm.
So I always try to present myself as a professional to the client. Even if I don't do the yard, I still try to give them the best advice I can. Because there's some clients, they're not for you. They're just not for you.
Yeah.
They're not meant to be up under your company. And be, you know, the thing about it, be okay with it. Because, you know, just like you said before, between business, a legal business, and just a hustle, those are two different terminologies. Hustle, you just going out there doing whatever just to make a buck. But business, you have an organization in your business.
And I think when you get to the point where people respect you as a business owner, then you can say, I'm doing something right.
Right.
You know, and I just really feel like maybe some of the guys that are starting out in the industry that are listening to this podcast, if Douglas and I can say one thing to you to help you avoid some of the maybe mistakes that we made early on, that's the purpose of this podcast. And we just want you to know, always be who you are. Don't be one thing to one customer and another thing to another customer. You be consistent, and that consistency pays off. It's key to running a business.
That's right. You gotta have customers that they gonna get on your nerves, but you gotta treat them with love.
That's right.
You have to treat them with love.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Unlike you, you said that the guy that you've done work for, or a client, gave you an envelope, and in that envelope, $1,500. You don't know where your blessing's gonna come from.
That's right.
And for me, one thing about me, I when you see me smiling, that's me all the time. I love to kid, I love to laugh, and I love to, you know, I love to talk. I just love to talk. That's just me. My pastor said, you'll make anybody talk. And he said that's a gift. And I do, because you don't know what people are going through.
Right.
People can have suicidal thoughts in their mind, and you might say something that, man, might change their perspective on what they thinking in their head. You know, you don't want to put gas on fire.
Right.
Because you think about what happens when you put gas on fire. It just explodes. So somebody got to be the level man in, you know, that situation.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because last week I showed up to mow a property. The female, the wife, come out, and she stopped me. She had my money in her hand, wanted to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, would you pray for Jim? That's her husband. She said, I know you're a Christian. And I know you're a man of faith. Will you pray? I said, let's pray right now.
Yes, sir.
I took her by the hand right there in her driveway, bowed my head, and we prayed together for her husband, whose health is failing. When I opened my eyes, tears were streaming down her cheeks. That doesn't come because I know how to lay stripes. That doesn't come because I can edge a sidewalk. That comes because I've been consistent mowing their property for 15 years. And we've built a relationship. And I've not been ashamed of my faith. I've not been inhibited to share my faith. And when the health started failing, she knew she could call on me to say a word of prayer.
Wow.
Yeah. So you've got to look at, you're not just there to mow a yard. You're there to help. You're there to serve. You're a servant.
That's right.
And in doing the little extra things, pulling somebody's trash can up and setting it beside the garage door, it's not your job. But is that 20 seconds going to ruin your day that it takes you to roll a trash can up to the driveway? No, it's just a little something extra. And always be looking for something that can separate you from your competitors.
Yes, sir.
To make you stand out. To make you noticeable. And it's just a spirit of excellence. It's just a servant attitude. And let me ask you this. Are you a solo operator or do you have employees?
I've had employees, but I had to let them go. I've had family members, and I've hired individuals, but I for right now, I'm solo.
Okay.
I do want to hire individual, but I'm not in the in a rush to try to hire individual, because that's another thing. If you hire an individual, you want them to have that same kindred spirit as you. You don't want to hire anybody just all about trying to make money, because I'm going to tell you, out here, this is the lawn, doing landscaping and lawn care, it will beat you down. And especially if you want to really know an employee, start doing laying down mulch. And that tell you a lot about that employee. But, I'm just thankful. Just like you said, you know, going out for the client. And one thing about me, Andy, I don't have to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Right.
I don't have to, because God supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And I promise y'all, I'm not just making this up. I promise you, because I'm going to give you this scenario. I went to Alabama for Jason Creel and Paul Jameson. They had their lawn conference down in Alabama. Y'all, prior, I didn't have any money going down there. But prior probably to that week, people was calling me. I ended up probably with $500 or $600, enough to pay, you know, to put gas in my car, pay for my hotel room, and whatever I wanted to do. I'm telling y'all that testimony. You don't have to hustle anybody. Don't be, and just like you said too, Andy, take the time out. If you see something that needs to be done, do it.
Right.
It's been time that I wanted to cut shortcut, but God remind me, you can't do that.
Right.
He convinced me, you cannot do that.
That is so true. And, you know, like my dad used to teach me, you've only got one reputation. You only got one name. And the Bible says a good name is rather to be desired than great riches.
Come on here.
And seek ye first the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God.
And his righteousness. And all these things shall be added.
All these things will be added on to you. Come on here.
And if,
yes, sir.
If you're
and,
blessing.
And that's the game plan.
That's right.
That's the game plan. That is the game plan.
Absolutely. And if you're a blessing to others, you'll be blessed. And if you give to the poor, you'll be blessed.
Yes, sir.
You know, they're not going to pay you back. They don't have the means to pay you back. But God will pay you. That's scripture. God will pay you back. God will bless you. And I read Paul Jameson's new book, Level Up Your Money. Man, that's an awesome book. I read it in two settings. I could not stop. And he has a chapter in there about giving to the poor. And probably 4 or 5 years ago, I took it upon myself to mow a homeless camp in my city. Mm. And when I went to mow, after I read that chapter, I went to mow, and I seen a lady walking across the grass. And I stopped, and I reached in my pocket. I think it was 10 or maybe, I don't think it was 20. I think it was 10. We'll say it was, just so I'm not stretching the truth. But I gave her that $10, and she told me, she said, I'm hungry. I was going to go get something to eat. I said, here, let me buy your lunch. And I sat there, and when I was finishing mowing that property, you know, I seen all the little camps and the tents and the little spots, and I thought to myself, what if she doesn't use that to buy something to eat? These thoughts started coming to my mind.
Right.
What if she uses it to buy alcohol or buy drugs? But then I was reminded from Paul Jameson's book, once you give it, it's out of your hands. You have no control. But God's going to bless you because you gave it. It's up to them what they do with their resources that you give them. So I highly recommend that book to anyone that's listening to this podcast.
And another thing I want to say too, Andy, is man, network. I appreciate you know, Mac Carnell Mac. I appreciate Stead with Steel Cuts the Best.
Yeah, Cedric
Carnell Mac with Mac Landscaping. I appreciate Paul Jameson. I appreciate Brian Fullerton. Even Keith Kelford. I can't say his last name. I appreciate those guys, man. Get out. When you hear about these lung conferences, take the time to go to them. Because I'm going to say this, 2 points don't always win the game. Sometimes you have to shoot outside the perimeter. Get outside the box. Stop having this box-like mentality.
Right.
Get out the box, because if you want to grow, you got to expand your territory.
Right.
Get out. I'm telling you, like the Quip Expo is coming up.
Yes.
It's the 21st through the 24th. Y'all, that is probably the number one and best lung care conference that you can ever go. I mean, it's so much that you can be inspired by, you know, the classes. You know, seeing the equipment, even going outside and demoing the equipment. Y'all, get out. You know, you can't, you know, get out the box.
That's right. I was going to ask you if you were going to equip this year.
Yes.
Great.
This will be my third time. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Well, 2 days prior to equip is the LCR Summit with Naylor Taliaferro.
That's another great one.
Awesome. I'm going to be at the LCR Summit. I'm going to be at Equip. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron.
Sharpens iron. So a friend sharpener, yeah.
So a friend sharpeneth a friend.
A friend, yes, yeah. Yes. Come on, yeah.
So, you know, we no man is an island. We all need somebody.
That's right.
And if this raspy voice can encourage somebody to stretch beyond your comfort zone and break out and break through to something new, that's the goal. That's the purpose of this podcast and having guests like Douglas on the show, because there's something that Douglas is going through or has been through that can help you maybe avoid going through that situation because you hear something on this podcast. So I applaud that. Get out. Go to these events.
Yes.
Network.
Yes.
We need each other.
Yes.
You know, like I said, no man is an island. I can't make it by myself. You know, if you see a frog on a fence post, you know somebody put it there. And the story behind that is, if you see someone being successful, someone helped them get there. And if Douglas and I can help somebody, then somebody's going to help Douglas, somebody's going to help me. And it reciprocates. It goes back and forth.
Yes.
So I appreciate that. Man, I have enjoyed it.
It's not about competition. It's never about competition.
Right. You know, and, you know, people are intimidated or maybe a little scared to approach somebody. I never knew who Paul Jameson was. I have heard of him. I've read his first book, Cut That Grass and Make That Cash.
Yes.
And then I met him. And then he was on my podcast. Then I was on his podcast. And, you know, I've had Naylor on my show. I've had Cornell Mack on my show.
Yeah.
I've had...
Even John Pajak. Like, John is... He's awesome. John Pajak is awesome.
Prophets with Pajak. He's been a guest on my show. You know, and I was intimidated at first to approach, but you never know until you try.
That's right.
You know, someone said that God will never ask somebody to do what they can't. I disagree. God will always ask you to do things that you can't. He asked a man with a withered hand, stretch forth your hand.
Come on here.
And when the man put forth the effort, that's when God brought the miracle. Miracles happen when we try to do things that we cannot do.
Even a woman that was hemorrhaging for 12 long years, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment,
right,
I will be made whole. So you got to have faith. Hebrews say faith. I'm going to say this. It's not Hebrew. Faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And faith is, thank you, God. Hebrew, I think it's Hebrew 11. Faith without faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen yet.
Right.
So basically, if you say, well, I can't do this, you're killing your seed.
Because
how do you know that? Go ahead, Andy, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It matters what you say to yourself.
Right.
That woman with the issue of blood, she said to herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know I can be made whole. When the Israelites sent out the spies and they came back with the report, there's giants in the land. We cannot possess it. They were 7 days from Canaan, 7 to 11 days from Canaan. But they said to themselves, we can't possess it because there's giants in the land.
Grasshopper mentality.
They talked themselves out of the blessing. And the woman with the issue of blood talked herself into the blessing.
A blessing, yes.
So what do you say when you talk to yourself? It matters. And we go through struggles. Our businesses go through struggles. But what do you say when you talk to yourself? I say professional lawn maintenance can make it. We can do this. We can we can overcome this setback. We can obtain this victory. We can do this. It's not beyond our ability. We can do this. So you got to talk yourself into it some mornings.
That's right. You think about Nehemiah rebuilt the walls 52 days. Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Y'all can do it. You are more, and I'm sorry, Andy, you are more, I'm a motivator. You are more than a conqueror. Don't talk yourself out of a blessing, because you never know what your blessing will lead up to. You got, everybody say they want a million, they want $1 billion, but you don't know the million and $1 billion right there in your hand. So manifest that vision. Manifest that vision. And don't stop. Don't listen to hearsay. Don't let people dictate your life or whatnot. If God say do it, then do it.
Yes,
don't stop.
Yes,
do not stop. Cut that negativity out of your mindset. And you have to always think positive.
That's right.
Even when it don't look like a blessing, you have to always think positive.
Well, there's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys and gals listening right now who are either just starting or they're trying to grow. Let's wrap this up, if we can, with some advice for them. If someone's been in the business for less than a year, what would you say to them?
Network. Get you a Google account started. Get reviews, because that's gonna help you. And just keep going. Keep doing your best, because one day they're gonna see your good works.
Well, how do you define success in the industry? I know success is different for everybody, but how do you define success?
I define success, to me, I think it's about the integrity. That's what I believe. It's about the integrity. You can have all the scars, you can have all the rights, you can have all the best moves, but if you don't have integrity, there's no need of doing anything else.
Well, that is true. That is so good. You know, I feel like we're in business to make money. We want a profit showing at the end of the year on our P&L statement.
Yeah.
We want a good profit margin. But money can't buy happiness.
Mm-mm.
Money can buy fulfillment. You know, when my wife and I, we've been married now for almost 36 years. We were young and in love, and we went through some things. We've been through some struggles. But when we were dating, we said, there's a word that we never want to use in a disagreement. If we get into an argument, we never want to use this word. And that word was divorce. Because in our vows, we said, for richer, for poorer.
For poor.
Sickness and in health. Forsaking all others. Until death do us part. We made a vow. And have we always been successful? No. Has it always been easy? No. Have there been struggles? Absolutely. But we learned a long time ago, we're not going to cop out by using that word divorce. We're not going to throw that up to each other. And we're going to work through every situation. And we just got to make up our mind that we're here till death do us part. And you know, it's the same way in business. You know, you can't just skip a day. You can't just, well, their yard really don't need it, so I'm going to skip it. No, if it don't need it, they'll let you know it doesn't need mowed.
Yeah.
You know, but just be determined. I think that's the key word right there. Just be determined. No matter what comes my way, no matter the highs or the lows, for richer, for poorer, when I've got everything under control or when things are out of control, I'm determined to find a way to make it work. So, man, this has been good tonight. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And we will be uploading the podcast probably Friday. We have been live on YouTube during the show. So I appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your faith. And I appreciate your hard work.
Thank you, Andy. Likewise, I appreciate you. Thank you once again for this opportunity. It was great.
Yes, sir.
It was awesome.
Awesome. Well, a big thank you again to Douglas Mack with D-Max Landscape out of South Carolina. We thank him for joining us today. And if our listeners want to follow you, want to subscribe to your channels, where can they find you?
I don't have a YouTube. Well, I do have a YouTube channel, but I don't use my YouTube as much. I need to start using my YouTube. But you can find me on Instagram at DMACLawns1. I'm on Facebook. You can either use my name, Douglas L. Mack, or you can DMACLawns. Or you can, my website is www.dmaclawncare.com. I'm always open to talk to you if you need any advice. You know, look me up on those platforms, Instagram or Facebook. If you send me a friend request, I promise you I'll send you another one back. I might be busy, but I will get to you. So looking to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Well, until we talk again, I hope to see you at the expo. Maybe we can get together and I want to shake your hand and, you know, meet you face to face and just let you know how much I appreciate you.
Thank you, Mr. Andy. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, God bless you. Until we talk again, remember the grass is greener where you water it. Work hard, hustle smart. We'll talk again real soon.
Yes, sir.